السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله العلي الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. أشهد أنه لا إله إلا هو، له الأسماء الحسنى، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صاحب المقام المعلى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, listeners, one of the most common verses from the Quran that is quoted in reference to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the verse وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. One of the most common titles from the numerous titles which Allah has blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with is رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. What does it mean to be a mercy unto the universe? Qadi Thanaullah rahmatullah alayhi explains, رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a means of mercy for every human, directly or indirectly. It means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam added value to the life of every human, either directly or indirectly. He was a means of others benefiting. He was a benefactor, meaning he did good without expectation in return. And that is what I want to address you on this morning. It is sunnah to live your life in a way where you add value to the lives of others. It is sunnah to live your life such that you are of benefit to others. Time does not permit us to go into many details and examples. I will suffice with five aspects of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlight to us how to add value to the lives of others. Adding value means you have to be intentional about being of benefit to others, serving others. The first of the five is that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam genuinely cared and he wished well for everyone. His heart was such, he had genuine care, concern and well-wishing for everyone. Allah says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A Nabi has come to you from amongst your own ranks. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ. He takes your problem and makes it his own problem. حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He is constantly occupied with worry about your well-being and your welfare. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so worried about the well-being of the entire ummah that Allah had to caution him. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. Oh my Nabi, if you're not careful, you will grieve yourself to death with the worry that you have for every ummati. The hadith tells us and gives us a description. مُتَوَاصِلُ الْأَحْزَانِ. Perpetual grief. دَائِمَ الْفِكْرَ. Constantly concerned. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ رَاحَةً. He was never at ease, not because of any material goal or material failure, because of the concern for the well-being of every ummati up to the day of Qiyamah. Aisha radiallahu anha says, every time it used to get cloudy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get restless. So restless, he used to start pacing up and down until the rain would come and would conclude. Then he would be at ease. So one day she said, Ya Rasulullah, I noticed that whenever it gets cloudy and there are signs of rain, you become extremely restless. You pace up and down. I can see anxiety on your face. And only when the rain is concluded do you find peace and ease. Why is that? He says, oh Aisha, I worry. That the rain must not be bringing azab for my ummah like it brought upon the previous nations. Aisha radiallahu anha says, And I'm highlighting this first point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added value to the lives of others by having a heart that genuinely cared for others, for the well-being and the welfare of others. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, one day I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very good mood. رَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ طِيبَ نَفْسٍ. So I said, Ya Rasulallah, udu'u li. He said, I saw my husband sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. I said, make dua for me. Today if your wife says you're happy, what she'll say, give me the credit card. Or even worse, I want to tell you something, but promise me you won't get cross. Time to check the car. There may be a major scratch there. So she says, Ya Rasulallah, udu'u li. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma ghfir li Aisha, ma taqaddama min dhanbiha, wa ma ta'akhar, wa ma asarrat, wa ma a'lanat. That Allah forgive all of the sins of Aisha. Past, present, future, open, secret. She says, I became so happy. I started laughing until my head fell into the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Nabi of Allah made dua of forgiveness for me. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at her. And this is the point, brothers. He looked at her and he said, Aisha, ayasurruki du'ai? Does this dua of mine make you happy? She said, Ya Rasulullah, of course. You have asked Allah to forgive me. He said, Aisha, by the qasam of Allah, I make this dua for every ummati of mine after every salah. A heart that cared for the well-being of everyone. That's why Khadija radiallahu anha, when consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had just received the first revelation and he was in shock, what did she say? Allah won't destroy you. Why? تَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّ. You carry the burden of the poor. You help the destitute. You assist those who are afflicted with difficulties and calamities. We need to live in a way that we add value to the lives of others. That's the message. We need to live in a way that we add value to the lives of others. So the first of the five, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added value to the lives of others by having a heart that genuinely cared about the welfare of everyone. The second, not only did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carry that affection and love in his heart, he displayed it. How? In a variety of ways. كَانَ يَبْدَأُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ. Whenever he met anyone, young, old, black, white, rich, poor, he was the first to greet. كَانَ دَائِمَ الْبِشْرِ. That even though internally he was in worry and grief over the plight of the ummah, he met everyone with a joyful, jovial countenance. كَانَ يَسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ. As busy as he was, he took out the time to query about the well-being of his companions. كَانَ سَهْلَ الْخُلْقِ. He was easygoing. He was approachable. لَيِّنَ الْجَانِبِ. He was affable. People felt at ease in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَ يُؤَلِّفُ وَلَا يُفَرِّقْ. He used to bring people together, not create disputes between people, not create friction between people. If there was a dispute, كَانَ يُسْلِحُ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. He would try and reconcile between them. He would make dua of barakah for every sahabi. If someone sat in his company, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would allow that person to speak with such ease and prominence that every person who came in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that he was the most beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never turned his attention away from you until you turned your attention away from him. If he greeted you, he never removed his hand until you removed your hand. The love and affection was not only in the heart, it was physically displayed. Anas radiallahu anhu said, I have never seen a man who showed more compassion to children than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he passed by children, he would greet them. He would pat them on the head. He would pick them up. He would kiss them. If the first fruits of the season came, he would give it to the youngest child. They say he had such love for children. He displayed such love for children that they were attracted to him like iron to a magnet. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa would go on a journey. The children would run behind him, clinging onto his legs. That, Ya Rasulullah, don't go, don't go. And he would hold them by the hands and say, all right, walk me out until the outskirts of the town. It didn't happen coincidentally. It was because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam constantly showed affection. The first child to accept Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, I used to follow the messenger of Allah like the baby camel follows its mother. Such was his affection. One day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking in Makkah. He saw an orphan child that had torn clothing, no shoes, bruised feet. No one was paying attention because it was an orphan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picked him up, kissed him, took him home, fed him, clothed him, played with him, and then went himself and delivered him to one of his relatives. The display of affection. In Medina, there was a companion by the name of Zahir radiallahu anhu. He was not very good looking. And one day he was working, and it was hot and it was sweaty, so his appearance was even more, or even less appealing. The Nabi of Allah came from behind, held him, and covered his eyes with his Mubarak hands. So this companion says, initially I didn't know who it was, until I felt the soft, rich in texture, blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I realized this is my Nabi. So he says, I took advantage and I started rubbing my back against his chest. When will I ever get this opportunity again? So he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam jokingly said, who will buy the slave from me? He said, I responded and I said, Ya Rasulullah, I am poor, I am not good looking, no one will buy me. He said, no, Zahir, Allah is ready to buy you. Public display of affection. We need to live our lives such that we add value to the lives of others. That's the second. First, have a heart full of love and concern for everyone. The second, display that love, compassion and affection. The third out of the five that I want to share with you is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used his words to lift people, to build people, not to break people. He acknowledged, he appreciated, he did not break people's hearts with his words. كَانَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي غَيْرِ حَاجَةٍ. He only spoke when there was a need. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَلَيْكَ بِطُولِ صَمْتِ. Train yourself to keep quiet for lengthy periods of time. Because the more you speak, the more vulnerable you are to offending and hurting others. لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْجَافِ وَلَا بِالْغَلِيذِ. He was not impolite and rude, nor was he harsh and hard. Today it's not only about the spoken word, it's about the written word and the forwarded word. The same principle will apply. It's against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ يُعَذِّبُ النِّعْمَةَ وَإِنْ قَلَّتْ. He would show great reverence to any bounty of Allah, even if it was seemingly trivial. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ يَذُمُّ شَيْئًا. He never criticized anything. If he didn't like something, he quietly abstained from it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so cautious with his words. The other day I was reading a narration in Riyadhus Salihin. The chapter was on istiqamat, you know, being punctual with your deeds, even if it's optional deeds. So the narrator says, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La takun mithla fulan." Don't become like some people. Kana yaqumu al-layl fataraka qiyam al-layl. He used to perform tahajjud, now he no longer performs tahajjud. Ibn Hajar says, I looked through every variation of this narration, not in one variant did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the person's name. He spoke about it in a very general sense. Ma balu qawmin, ma balu aqwamin. What a great example we have in the common hadith that we quote of how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used words to build people. That youngster comes to the greatest of Allah's creation, in the greatest of places, the masjid, in the company of the greatest of companions, the Sahaba, and very shockingly he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to commit zina. If your own son comes to you and says that, how will your reaction be? Look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used these words. We know the incident, it's the lesson behind it. What if somebody wanted to do the same with your mother, or your sister, or your daughter? He used words to build the man, rather than to break the man. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lift people with his words by giving them dua. Today we are stingy but with dua, whereas it's not from our treasure, it's from the treasures of Allah. Simple thing. One day Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked one sahabi, Amr bin Akhtab, bring me water. The sahabi brought water in a cup, and just as he was handing over the cup, he realized there was one strand of hair. So he removed the stand. Immediately Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "O Allah, make him beautiful." The narrator says, "I saw him when he was 90 years of age. He had not a single white strand of hair on his beard or in his head. He was as handsome as he was in the prime of his youth." Add value to the lives of people. Have a heart that cares for everyone. Display your love and compassion. And lift people with your words. Don't break them with your words. The fourth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the talent in others, not the weakness. At the height of the oppression of the Quraysh, the two greatest opponents of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Abu Jahl and Umar ibn al-Khattab. In that situation, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picks up his hands and he makes dua and says what? Allahumma izzal Islam. Bi ahabbi hadaini ar-rajulaini ilayk. Oh Allah, between the two, whoever you love more, strengthen Islam by guiding them to the deen. The same Umar who lies resting next to the Nabi of Allah is a result of the dua that came from the Nabi of Allah seeing his talent, not his hatred and his opposition. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an was the cause of 70 Sahaba being martyred in Uhud. He saw that the archers had moved from the hilltop. He was the cause not only of the martyrdom but the mutilation of the body of Hamza radiallahu an. Imagine how emotional Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have been. If there's anybody who could write off somebody, that would be the time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to the brother of Khalid bin Walid, that tell Khalid, I am surprised that a man of his intelligence has still not seen the beauty of Islam. So Khalid writes that to his brother in a letter, and not long after that, Khalid radiallahu anhu, from being a staunch opponent of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, becomes Saifullah, the sword of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the talent in others, and his vision was to harness that talent for the cause of Islam and to overlook the personal harm that individual has caused to him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Add value to the lives of people. Add value to the lives of people. The fifth of the five. And I'm repeating it as we go along, so hopefully it settles in our hearts and in our minds. There are many aspects of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life that highlight to us how to live in a way that we add value to others. But the five I'm sharing with you today, the first was, have a heart that cares for everyone. Display that love and compassion. Don't walk around like the world owes you. And that you have a monopoly on the sale of lemons. The third, lift people, build people with your words. Don't break them. And the fourth, see the talent, not the flaws in people. Who doesn't have flaws? If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was perfect, and yet he saw the talent and not the flaws in others. And the fifth, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam added value to the lives of people via his generosity. Allah says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. We made you ghani. Ghani means to give more than what is usual without expecting anything in return. Now, the generosity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to wealth is well known. The poet says, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي تَشَهُدِهِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never said no to anyone who asked. It's only when in the tashahud, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that there is no deity besides Allah. Oh Abu Dhar, if Allah turns the whole mountain of Uhud into gold, I don't want to spend one night except that I have spent all of it in the path of Allah. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also generous with his time. Today it's easier to give a donation to a cause than to give your time to the same cause. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent most of the night in Ibadat, yet after Fajr Salah, I mean we know our condition, right? In Ramadan, we just read 20 rakats extra. And Fajr must be at its earliest time. The Imam must make it the shortest Fajr of the year. And hardly is he finished with the second Salam, we're out of the masjid. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent the night in Tahajjud, as we know. After Fajr, oh my Sahaba, anyone saw a dream? Let me help you interpret the dream. Generous with his time. But most importantly, and this is the part that I want to highlight and emphasize. When we say Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam added value to the lives of others via generosity, it was primarily his generosity in spirit. He gave himself. There's one narration in Hayatul Sahaba that after Fajr, and we know in Medina, the mornings can be cold. After Fajr, the Sahaba would bring containers of water and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would dip his fingers for purposes of barakah. What we would say? Parelu pani. And so many Sahaba would come that the Nabi of Allah, his fingers would start shivering, his hand would shiver, but he wouldn't turn even one person back empty-handed. Generosity of spirit is displayed in that famous narration with a Bedouin who's got no manners and etiquette because they're not refined. He comes and yanks, pulls the shawl of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so hard that it leaves a mark on the back of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then in a very uncouth way, not intentional, that's just how they were, in a very uncouth way he says, "O Muhammad, give me from what Allah has given you." And the Nabi of Allah smiles and says, "Give him." That's generosity in spirit. Like Mawlana mentioned, generosity in spirit is when you let love triumph over hate. When you are willing to forgive for the greater cause. There's no greater example than Taif. Must we collapse the mountains on those who have pelted you till your shoes clogged in blood? No. Bal arju an yukhrij Allahu min aslabihim man ya'budu Allah la yushriku bihi shay'a. Today, Taif is testimony to the generosity of spirit that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He was willing to forgive personal pain for the greater cause. And this is what Allah predicted. Abdullah ibn Salam said it was written in the Torah that the hallmark of this Nabi would be وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةَ. He won't repel evil with another evil. وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَغْفِرْ. He'd always overlook and forgive. And because he had this generosity of spirit, in the Torah it was predicted that this generosity of spirit would leave what kind of a legacy? وَيَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا عُمْيًا وَأُذُنٌ سُمَّ وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا. This Nabi created transformation in the world. He opened eyes that were blinded, ears that were deaf, and hearts that were locked because of his generosity in spirit. One Sahabi, Thawban radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm very sad." This narration is in Ma'alim al-Tanzil. So the Nabi of Allah said, "Why are you sad?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, you know, every day when we sit with you, we're so happy. Then when we go, we start missing you. Even though we know tomorrow we're back." He said, and then the thought came to my mind that in the akhirat, what will happen? If I don't make it to Jannat, I won't see my Nabi. And if I make it to Jannat, he'll be in Firdaus. Where will I reach there? So he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I can't handle this thought." So Allah reveals the verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. If you live your life in true love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his obedience, then you'll have his companionship in Jannah as well. But it is only because he was generous in spirit that the Sahaba had such an affection and affiliation with him. So much so, these are all narrations we've heard before. It's about the lesson behind it. The funeral of a Jew is proceeding and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands up. And the Sahaba politely inquire, "But Ya Rasulullah, this is not a Muslim." He said, is he not a creation of Allah? Is his soul also not created by Allah? So these are the five things that I wanted to share with you today. That if we hold on to it, we can add value to the lives of others. Have a heart that genuinely cares for others. Display that love and affection. Build others with your words, don't break them. See the talent in others, not in the flaws. And be generous, not only in wealth, but in your time and spirit as well. I want to leave you with this. These verses which I quoted in my introduction, Allah refers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ways. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. And there's great explanation and beauty in each one of those titles. Wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhni. But I want to focus on the last. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. A luminous lamp. Meaning a lamp or a lantern or a light that is shining bright. Qadi Thanaullah says, سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا refers to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says the heart of Nubuwa is such that it can illuminate the heart of every human up to the day of Qiyamah. Because an ordinary lantern can light many other lanterns. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit the flame of Iman in the hearts of Sahaba, and that flame has passed on from generation to generation, and it's burning in our hearts. Last night I quoted the narration. One day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, "Tell me whose Iman is most astonishing." They said, "Ya Rasulullah, the Anbiya." No, the angels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The angels are in front of Allah." He said, "Then the Anbiya." He said, "The Anbiya are talking to Allah." He said, "Then maybe us, Ya Rasulullah, Sahaba." He said, "I'm in front of you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most astonishing Iman is of those people who won't see me, but will still love me and believe in me, and will be willing to sacrifice anything for just one glimpse at me." Tuba liman ra'ani wa amana bi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Glad tiding for the one who sees me and brings Iman in me." But wa tuba sab'a marrat. Glad tiding over and over again for the one who won't see me and still believes in me. With all of our flaws and weaknesses, that flame of La ilaha illallah is burning. Isa alayhi salam said, the scale of deeds of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam will be the weightiest on the day of Qiyamah, because they have the flame of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in their hearts. My message is, we need to take that flame from our hearts and light as many hearts as possible by adding value to the life of everyone that we come in contact with during the time that Allah has decreed for us to live on this earth. May Allah grant me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.